If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, as we open up here on this. Boy, I've really been getting my dates confused. And I guess today is, where are we? We're on Wednesday, I guess. Okay. We've got a busy show today, so let's get going right now. As opening up is Will Tustin. He is the author of Unstoppable. The book is published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Will, welcome to the show. It's great to have you. And let me just open up here. How would you introduce your book to a friend in a sentence or two?
Well, Stu, thanks for letting me be on your show. It's great to be on once again with you. I would probably tell a friend that it's extremely action-packed historical fiction. It will change your mood, your mind, your intellect, and curiosity once you read this novel. You always think that there is nothing as rewarding as overcoming something when you feel hopeless or rejected and you're ready to toss in the towel. And what this book kind of does is give you that motivation to just keep on facing your struggles and persevere.
Where did you draw the information from this story? There's always a special curiosity when you write something that's a combination of historical and fiction, so it really becomes a two-part question. Why the fiction, or why not just make it historical, and why did you write it?
Good question. I get that a lot, Stu, and I think that historical fiction is fun to read as long as you keep it as accurate as you can and just augment it with a few exciting details and stories. And so that's what I tried to do with this one. And I've read a lot of books on Paul's life. And really, just to give you a little background on that, was I had a life-threatening disease. And part of the experimental drugs I was taking was depression and suicide. I'm kind of a glass-is-half-full individual. And I started having a change of mind, and I was depressed and even experimented with some, depression and suicidal thoughts. So I thought, I need to go find a book. And I've actually picked up the book, 100 Most Important People to Ever Live. And so I focused on the top 10 in this particular book, and Paul the Apostle was one of them. And I read about all the struggles that he was facing and all that he overcame and how he overcame it. And I just thought, well, it sounds like an interesting guy. So I filled up two bookshelves in my study on Paul the Apostle, and they're all written by theologians, biblical scholars, and they were pretty deep. It's just not a book that I would pick up and read. So I thought, well, I'm just going to write a historical novel about Paul to let anybody pick it up, be it a believer, a non-believer, just somebody has curiosity about history. So that's kind of what led me to write that book.
I would think that, you wrote this book on the basis of initially being self-healing or a cathartic enterprise on your part. I'm just assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, you've now written it to help other people deal with the issues that you've dealt with.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I think that kind of helps you out there. You know, when I wrote this book, and I kind of think that, you know, every picture tells a story, but it's hard to find a frame to put it in. So I kind of thought my audience for this book would be individuals. I want the frame to be big, Stu, you know, so that it would apply to a lot of people, you know, just not the Christian people, who obviously I think would find this very interesting, but also people that just go through struggles and difficulties and trying to find, you know, how do you get through those daily issues that you have to face. So that was kind of the reason that I wrote this. So it's kind of that dual focus of, you know, not just talking about Paul the Apostle, but helping people get through their struggles that Paul got through and he helped me get through.
Who's the demographic that this book is intended for?
Probably pretty similar to what I just said. I would think that it would be for anybody that just kind of feels like tossing in the towel on life. They may have a feeling of hopelessness, rejection, and I just think this book is very uplifting and inspiring. And so I would think it's for people that are kind of, you know, going through some struggles and difficult times. I think it's for people that don't really know much about the Bible and, you know, maybe want to just get an insight into, you know, the first century characters like Paul the Apostle and just see what he went through and what he experienced. You know, I had one individual, for example, who got the book, and he never read the Bible. He told me he was a self-confessed atheist, and he just found the book kind of interesting and led him to get a Bible and pick it up and just read it, you know, to see what the Bible actually had to say, because he never had an interest before. So I think it's a pretty broad audience, even though it's a historical Christian fiction book. I think it appeals to believers, non-believers, people going through difficult times, and people that just want a good read.
When and where does the story take place, and why did you choose this setting?
Well, Jean Paul the Apostle, so I had to kind of stick with the first century, which I had a hard time doing. My editor came back to me many times and said, hey, you know, you don't use words like cool and, you know, that's neat. You know, so yeah, I had to write it like it would be in the first century. You know, I had to make sure that all the customs, the food, the activities, the conversations, the fears they had back then, all were relevant to the first century. So it's really based in that first century, and it was a time when Roman and Greek philosophies really directed human thinking. It was when Christianity took its foothold in world religion. And when you look at that first century movement that took place, and then you stop, and this is what I find kind of interesting, Stu, if you stop and you look at today, what a handful of believers in the first century ended up becoming today. I was just reading this on Wikipedia, that Wikipedia says there's 2.1 billion Christians, which is the highest religion, largest religion in the world. Islam is 1.3 billion. Non-religion people are 1.1 billion. Hindus are 900 million. Buddhists are 375 million. And about Judaism is about 20 million. So it's kind of interesting to think that back in the first century, something took place that in the 21st century is today's largest religion. So I wanted people to have an understanding why that's the case. So that's kind of what it was, just to let people know where the roots were.
Will, I know it'd be difficult because there were a lot of messages. Can you give us a specific message or two that you'd like people to take away from this book?
I think, you know, kind of remain full of hope, you know, while everything around you, you know, seems to be falling apart. You know, just kind of stay focused on hope and faith. You know, those are like two things that I think are so important for people to have in today's society. You know, sometimes like things get so old, it's new. And I think what, you know, was being said back then about having hope that you can persevere and faith that things will get better is something to focus on. And that's kind of what, you know, these people did back in the first century. And that's what I did in the 21st century, and it helped me get through. So it's just kind of taking the wisdom of the first century and applying it to 21st century lifestyle.
What was the most challenging or difficult part of writing this book?
It was staying accurate to what was going on in life back in the first century. you know, kind of that the dialogue that they would use, you know, the way they just lived their lives, the things that they ate. And I found it fascinating and just really enjoyed putting that in an entertaining format in this novel to let people understand what life was like in the first century and, you know, how different it is from the life that we have today. So it was just trying to make sure that I stayed historically accurate and biblically accurate, but made the book a page turner at the same time. And I feel pretty confident that I got all those accomplished.
What kind of feedback did you get from the book so far?
I've gotten great feedback. I mean, just Amazon has been very positive in the people that have picked it up and read it. I've had some colleagues of mine read it and really liked it and have been promoting it to people. I've just been getting really, really positive feedback from people, so it's kind of encouraging. I have people from all aspects of life reading it, atheists to Jewish people to Christians. I have a Muslim friend that's reading it, so, I mean, it's kind of neat that different nationalities, different religions are reading it and don't find it offensive but find it enlightening.
Quick closing comment in about a minute.
Well, first of all, Sue, thanks for letting me be on your show. Always appreciate talking to you on that. And, you know, just, you know, sometimes I think, you know, what this book teaches me is that, you know, it's best to taste your words before you sprout them out, because sometimes they taste better if you just swallow them. And, you know, that's one thing that I learned from this book, you know, just to kind of put things in perspective, that also that depression and struggles are ours. But
all
happiness,
right,
and joy,
Will Tustin,
have many friends.
A pleasure. Hope to have you on again. You're a terrific guest. The book is Unstoppable.
Well,
it's published by Author House, and the author is Will Tustin.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now.
800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Joe Kernan from CNBC. Squawk Box just did an interview with Stu Taylor. Stu is helping keep America great.
They say forever, boy and girl, they're just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine.
All right, we are back, and I always love to do interviews where I've had personal experience with the people or personal experience in purchasing goods or utilizing their service. And those who know me will know that I have turned down opportunities to put people on whose standards don't really measure up to what I think would be palatable, acceptable to our listening audience. This one is just the opposite. I can't think of a better experience I've had with anyone handling an important operation. Patrick Flavin is joining us. He runs Park Shuttle and Fly at the airport, Logan. And the only thing I can tell you is, hey, listen, I'm sure you find parking anywhere, but you won't meet the standards of Park Shuttle and Fly, because once I get in my car from the house and head to the airport, I don't think about a darn thing. I get taken care of with everything, and every single time I've done it, it's been extraordinary. I've had my experiences with parking. I've never had anything but a great one with Park Shuttle and Fly. Pat, welcome. So nice to have you on.
It's good to be here. How's things with you?
Everything is fine, thank you. And first of all, I commend you, your help on running that operation. It's not an easy job, and yet everybody seems to be happy. Give out the website for people to check it.
Website is parkshuttlefly.com.
Okay, parkshuttlefly.com. And you want to give, I can give the directions, but it's easier if you give it, how people can reach it so they don't get confused.
Oh, it's very simple. We're about a mile and a half north of the tunnels on Route 1A. If you're coming out of either of the tunnels, you just get in your left-hand lane on 1A, you're turning left at the first traffic light. It's really a five-minute ride once you pass the airport.
All right, and even if you've got a hangover from the night before, I don't think you're going to find any problem in reaching it. Every business, a lot of businesses to people, and they're meant to look easy to the consumer. You go into a restaurant, you don't want to deal with any of their problems. I park my car, I don't want to deal with any problems. I buy clothes. Yeah, we all look to do it. And these are the difficult things that are hard to manage behind the scenes. How do you handle that and make that operation run as smoothly as it can run? And maybe you want to go into a little detail about the process.
Well, the process is simple. If you arrive here, you want to arrive here about 20 minutes before you want to be at the airport. That allows time if there's a traffic problem. Sometimes the terminals get congested, but it allows our buses to keep moving, and it allows them the advantage of not having to hurry. Because the last thing we want to do is have somebody get on the bus and say, I've got 5 minutes to get to the airport, because it's not going to happen. You're going to be late. you always, you know, you're better off to be a few minutes too early than a few minutes too late when you're traveling in the airport.
Yeah, I guess I picked this compulsion up from my father. I'm always 1 or 2 hours early from everywhere I have to go because I'd rather be stuck where I'm going than stuck at home. But, hey, listen, that's a personal thing.
Yeah, they're not going to hold the plane.
And, again, I had some commendation. You know, a lot of these parking facilities are fine. If you had to point out some distinguishing characteristics, now I know what they are because I've experienced other parking locations. Why would you tell people to use Park Shuttle and fly?
Well, one, the location is the easiest to get to. It's realistically, the ride to the airport is 5 minutes long. We've been here since 1975. We're open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Come snow, come rain, anything, we're always operating. And you know, we got great people. You know, some of the people have worked here for over 20 years. They're very reliable. They know what they're doing. They're well-trained. You know, they're willing to help you. There's no comparison.
Yeah,
you certainly don't want to find yourself walking through a parking garage at the airport.
Oh, yeah, look at, you know, it's better than walking to the airport. But Park Shuttle and Fly is so easy. You drive in the morning, you get your ticket, put it on the windshield, you give them the car. You got a wonderful, accommodating driver, every single one of them, who'll take you right over to the airport to your terminal. And when you come in, just call up, give them your ticket number. You'll be picked up in a matter of just minutes and brought back the same way. It will be taken to your car. I mean, how much better can it be? I mean, it's not like going to France for a weekend on a holiday. But these little things have to be done because they can either make or break a trip. How difficult is it, kind of behind the scenes, to maintain an operation like this so there's no bedlam and it runs smoothly? Because I don't care what business you're in, everything has its difficulties behind the scenes.
Well, it's paying attention to detail. We have a record of how many cars are due back on each hour. We make accommodations. If all of a sudden there's flight delays, we schedule extra people. We always anticipate any problem that we can foresee. And, you know, it's preparation. It's more preparation and scheduling than anything else.
So as long as you're saying if you prepare, you can deal with what ultimately might happen. You know, I mean, you know, look at somebody can have a heart attack, God forbid, in a bus. Anything can happen. Not talking about those very rare experiences. But how many years have you been with Park Shuttle Fly?
I've been here since 1980.
1980. Okay. Wow. Started a long, long time ago. It must be love of what you do, because who could stay in a business without really loving it? You got just a couple of minutes left. I'd like you maybe to discuss something that I did not ask you that you'd like to talk about regarding. You got plenty of time here regarding Park Shuttle and Fly.
Well, let's see. There's a number of things. Our location we've already gone through. Okay, the 24-hour service. You know, look at the cost. The garage at the airport now is $35 a day. And you're walking and walking and walking to get to your terminal. Then you come back, you can't find your car. And we've all done that in these huge parking garages. What floor am I on? What's this? You have a heck of a time. We're door-to-door service. Whenever you come in, you're picked up at your car. Whenever you come back, you're picked up at the door of the terminal, you're brought back to your car.
At much lower rates.
At much lower rates. It's $25 a day. A week is $150. And that covers the transportation back and forth to the airport. That covers if you need a jump start when you get back, because we all know in the winter, all of a sudden you find out your battery's no good, and you don't find out because a light comes on. You find out because all of a sudden one day your car doesn't start.
All right, we got it. Well, thank you so much, Pat. I'll be seeing you shortly. parkshuttlefly.com, right?
Yes, Stu, that's correct.
All right. We're going to move on here with our every third Wednesday Blue Prairie Group on wealth management.
Fall at Canobie Lake Park.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTV. Club.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former Police Commissioner of New York, and Chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, if that isn't one of the greats of all time, I don't know what is. Ezio Penzer and, South Pacific, one of my favorites. All right, we go from the entertainment world to the business world. And as we do every third Wednesday of the month, it has indeed become a real pleasure to have on Gary Silverman, Managing Partner, Chief Investment Officer of Blue Prairie Group. You can go to blueprairiegroup.com and get all your answers to investment questions. And Gary's been very clear on this show from day one, and it's been, I don't know, a year and a half or 2 years, about what his company does, what it doesn't do. And maybe we'll open on that note, Gary. It's nice to have you on. Before we talk about some of the details of today's topic, which will interest everyone, and that's how to lower your taxes. But I think it's time maybe for you to come on. It's been a while, and talk about what you do and what you don't do.
Well, thank you, Stu, again, for letting us be on your show. We greatly appreciate it. It's one of the things I look forward to most every month. Blue Prairie Group is a fee-only investment advisory shop, and we really have two lines of business. We work with corporations, institutions, organizations with their retirement plans, 401Ks, 403Bs, pension plans, things like that, helping them help their employees save for a dignified retirement. We also have a wealth management practice. That's the area that I head up. We work with families on the entirety of their financial well-being, anything really having to do with their personal finances, long-range planning, retirement, saving for kids' college, starting a business, all those kinds of things, as well as investments and tax management and estate planning and insurance and all that stuff. But we do it all on a fee-only basis. We don't sell any product. We don't sell insurance products. We help our clients figure out what's right for them, but we're not selling the actual products. It's important to point out we don't give tax advice, nor do we prepare legal documents or give legal advice, but we help our clients navigate through all those very complex issues and questions. And then we're also there for all the what-ifs and why-nots that come up in everyone's personal financial life. Hey, I got a call from my mortgage broker who's telling me I should refinance now. Is that really a good idea? Should I or shouldn't I? I'm looking at getting a new car. Should I finance it, lease it, pay cash? All those kinds of decisions, we help our clients with all of that, creating a comprehensive, single go-to source for our clients' personal finances.
When you brought up the topic that we should cover it, I said, great. And I started to think about it. I can't believe we're near the end of the year. And I said, great, let's just go with it. And as we approach the end of the year, it is flat out, it is not a good idea to wait until a few weeks or a couple of weeks to go to decide how you're going to defer paying tax. And then, by the way, everything is legal. No tricks, no loopholes, nothing. If you can't do it by the letter of the law, just pay and shut up. But it's only there's less than 3 months before the end of the year. So bring up some highlights about what you can do with your portfolio for tax optimization now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well put, Stu, because last year I think we did this same or similar topic. I think it was November. which didn't allow people a lot of time to actually get stuff done and during the holidays as well. So I think talking about this now, we're only 2.5 months away from the end of the year. I think the timing does make better sense. And there are a bunch of things you can do with your portfolio. Sort of the generic advice of, you know, harvesting losses is something you should be doing throughout the year. If you have a loss in any of your portfolio holdings, even if your portfolio is up, which thankfully this year most portfolios are up, even if your portfolio is up, you might have some investments that are not up. You should try to harvest all those losses because you can use those losses to shield against paying taxes on any gains that you have elsewhere in your portfolio. And the losses that you accrue never go bad. You can carry them forward from 1 year to the next to the next, even offsetting some ordinary income, some of your, you know, earned wages and that kind of thing, up to $3,000. So you want to go in and harvest those losses. You probably want to be doing it throughout the year, but certainly as we head into the end of the year. So that's one of the things that you want to do. The other thing that you want to be really careful of at this time of the year is if you have any new money that you're investing in a taxable account, be aware of mutual funds that are going to be making their annual capital gains distributions. You could buy a fund right now. The fund may or may not go up by the end of the year, but you still might be hit with a fairly large gain because mutual funds generally distribute their whatever gains they've accrued throughout the year at the end of the year, November, December timeframe. So you could be hit with a really big tax liability if you're not careful about that. Those are probably the two biggest things to think about right now as we're heading into the end of the year in terms of your investment portfolio. But I do want to point out that you also always want to be aware of investing tax efficiently. Put all your tax inefficient stuff, whether it's REITs or bonds or whatever, put those in your tax deferred accounts, IRAs, things, 401ks, things like that, where you're not going to be worse off because of the taxation. Keep tax-efficient stuff like stocks in your taxable accounts where you can control the timing of your capital gains, where you're going to pay a lower tax rate, 15% generally. Some people will pay 20% if they're in the highest tax bracket, but it's still a lot less than you're paying on your ordinary income. So those are things you want to think about.
Yeah, and all this is individualized. You could be on a cash system. There's business as well here on an accrual system. And there may be great opportunities here to delay income so it's not reported as income for this year and push it forward for next year. Worry about next year. And if there are a lot of expenses and you want to get them as costs in, you can do it before the end of the year. It's entirely legal. And for those with substantial portfolio, I mean, that could really, really be a great move.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly if you are a wage earner, it's harder to find ways of delaying income into next year. You get your paychecks, whatever. You might be able to ask your boss to hold off on a bonus check if it's coming in December to have it come in January. But there's not a lot of control. If you're a business owner, whether it's a C-Corp or S-Corp or LLC type thing, you do have a lot more control and a lot of things you could do to accelerate expenses and delay some of the income. But even as an individual, you might not have as much control on the income side if you're a wage earner, but you can think about accelerating some expenses into this year. Things like payments for state and local income taxes or real estate taxes, you can pay those this year for taxes that are accruing for this year rather than paying them in 2018, which most people really do. They'll pay their taxes, you know, by April 15th, but they don't get the deduction then for 2017. You should think about pulling those expenses in right now. Especially if tax reform goes through that's being talked about, because some of those deductions are possibly going to go away next year. So you might as well pull them into this year, reduce your current taxes, and take a tax break that you might lose next year. So those are some of the things you want to think about kind of right now, especially with the potential tax reform coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a believer. There is nobody who knows everything or can predict where things go. And I'd be the last one to come on here and predict where the market's going, except to say I am absolutely thrilled. And when I find someone who objects to what Trump does, I always say on radio every day, how are you doing in the market? You know, those are questions that they don't want to answer. But this is an apolitical conversation. So let me say that it would seem to be there is no slam dunk, but with the proposed tax reform, if they get this together, middle class income tax cuts, reducing corporate taxes, and in spite of what you hear in the news, taxing the wealthy, that all of this can only be good news. It's generated growth. It's generated spontaneous activity with businesses moving back here. So if you had to guess, and this isn't something that's steeped in fact, I'll let you respond to this when we come back, but let me finish by saying this may be a really good time to invest, and I know that you're careful when you jump into that area. But I'll take a shot at it when we come back. This is Stu Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Fox News Channel contributor and political strategist Dick Morris. You know, strategy is the key to success in politics and in business. So if you want to talk about business strategy and learn about it, tune in for Stu Taylor and his show Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, back with one of my very favorite people, Gary Silverman, managing partner, chief investment officer at Blue Prairie Group. You can go to blueprairiegroup.com. That's blueprairiegroup.com. And you can get all the information that you can't get on the radio here because we're limited in terms of what we can do. I just dropped that mention, Gary, of the market. And I'm not asking for any prognostications, maybe just either in agreement or disagreement with my opinionated position on the fact that I think the barring any of these incidents, you know, an attack by Korea, obviously we're talking something extreme. I mean, I think this market has legs.
We would agree with you, Stu. We think the market has legs. The earnings from corporate U.S. corporations have been very solid after a couple of lackluster years back in starting at the end of 2014, really through the middle of 2016. Earnings have started to rebound and are continuing to move higher. And so even though the market is not cheap by almost any measure, nor is it really outrageously expensive when you look at how earnings have been growing and the very low interest rate and inflation environment, which means you future earnings are worth more if you're not discounting them as much. So that supports a higher market price. And we think as long as earnings keep going, as long as the economy keeps growing, which it is, wages are ticking slightly higher, which they have been. So not enough to cause inflation, or at least not enough to cause serious inflation. We think that this market still has legs. And when you look at the situation overseas in both developed and emerging markets, the economy, the worldwide economies all look good right now. In fact, I think this is only the third time since the 1940s that the bulk of the OECD countries are all in positive growth mode, which is just a great time to be an investor. Valuations are a little bit more attractive overseas, though earnings are still rebounding. They're not quite as robust as they are here. So, you know, diversified portfolios, equity-oriented portfolios right now, the way to go. The part of the markets we're not very excited about, no surprise here, is cash, because cash is paying nothing. And fixed income. We're not scared of a fixed income crisis right now. but nor are we excited about the fixed income marketplace. The yields are very low, not really being paid for the risks that you're taking or for the time that you're lending out your money. So we're underweight fixed income, overweight equities, and starting to increase our allocations to international markets relative to the U.S. So we have historically been overweight in the U.S., so we're just starting to normalize back that U.S. overweight. So,
and before we get to deductions, I just want to make one quick statement on that. Plus, I noticed no unrest or uneasiness about the Fed anticipating four more small increase interest rates this year. There's no panic or no reaction.
No. Yeah, there's probably one more rate increase in the Fed this year. They're talking about three next year. But the Fed is going to be moving slow, and that's true whether Ms. Yellen is reappointed or President Trump, appoints one of the other more hawkish candidates that he's talking about. No one is going to be raising rates too far, too quickly to cause a real interest rate crisis right now. The economy isn't strong enough to warrant it. The economic growth has not been strong enough to warrant it. Wages aren't really growing enough to warrant it. And inflation, we need more inflation, not less at this point.
Well, let me just interject because I haven't even gotten to where I really want to go yet. We may have to have you on again for this. The deductions you can take, I'll just throw this out to open it. Joining employer-sponsored retirement funds, charitable deductions, paying your property tax early. I'm going to let you pick what you want. Sell your losses and contribute to a health savings account. And, there are others here, but I thought I would just let you focus on the key ones since we only have a few minutes.
So you hit all the great ones, and I will emphasize – you always want to be thinking about contributing to a tax-deductible IRA, particularly if you don't have a tax-deferred plan, retirement plan at work. Then you're not income-limited in contributing to your tax-deferred IRA. Or think about a Roth IRA. You don't save taxes this year, but if you're young and still earning, you can save a lot of money on taxes down the road. I will point out the charitable contributions. Instead of giving a little bit every year, one of the things you can do to accelerate your expenses this year is give to a donor-advised fund. Whatever you give this year will count toward your tax deduction this year, but you don't actually have to give the money to the charities that you want till later. So give to a donor-advised fund. You get a larger tax deduction now, and it's probably more meaningful. And then you can dole it out over time. So those are things to think about. The health savings account, Stu, that you mentioned, vital. Triple tax preferred thing. You get a tax deduction when you put the money in. You get tax-deferred growth. It comes out tax-free if you use it for qualified medical expenses. What's not to like about that? So if you have a health savings account eligibility based on the health plan that you're in, absolutely positively use that.
All right, Gary, also other little subtle things that can result in a lot of savings of money legitimately, and I always emphasize that. Mm-hmm. Just pay the piper if there's no way around it, and there may not be. Sell your losers and delay the sale of imminent investment winners.
Absolutely. That's great. Topic here, because that's where we started the conversation. Harvest your losses. Do that throughout the year, but especially now. Be careful about investing in funds that are about to have large distributions. But even above that, be careful about the sales that you make that have large gains in them. If you can defer those to next year, great.
All right, Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group, blueprairiegroup.com. As always, a real pleasure. Look forward to having you back. And I want to thank everyone for listening. See you here tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.